Good afternoon, and on behalf of Provost Adesina and myself, I want to welcome you and thank you very, very much for coming. Whether or not you're here in the Beckman Auditorium or whether you're listening to us online, we are so appreciative that you've taken the time to be with us. Having both the Provost and the Chancellor share the stage is probably a little bit unusual, but I think it serves to emphasize that Adi and I have been working as a true partnership from the time that he took over as the Provost about 8 months ago. We have worked with you very, very closely to work on plans for the future, envisioning our future, envisioning what we can do to make this university even better, and beginning to execute on some of the plans that you have told us that you would like to see. And with our academic year drawing quickly to a close, we wanted to take this opportunity to hear you, to talk with you about what we've done so far and what we're planning on doing over the next several months, well into the fall and over the next several years. It is with your advice, your guidance, and your engagement in this discussion that we've been able to really formulate some of the plans that we believe are absolutely critical to making the university among the very, very finest preeminent public research universities for the next 150 years. And whether it's been through my listening and learning tour, whether it's been through the Visioning Future Excellence exercises that we've been through with many of you in the room, or whether it's through the strategic planning exercise that Adi has been doing over the last few months, you, the faculty, the students, and the staff have been so important in our ability to articulate a vision for the university. You've advised us on where to focus our investments. You have been absolutely essential, and your continued engagement, your continued advice, your continued questions and criticisms are absolutely essential as we go forward. So I would really like to just talk about two points today: our responsibility in this rapidly changing landscape of higher education, and then also my belief that higher education is truly at a crossroads and there is some urgency to what we do. And then I'm going to turn the podium over to Provost Adesina so that he can talk with you about the specific strategic plans that we are talking about now and that we are already beginning to execute. And then finally, we're going to open it up to questions from you, comments, questions, advice, criticisms. We've actually reserved the room until 1:30 so that there should be plenty of time for this conversation. But if you don't get a chance to ask a question, please be sure to know that we are always on email. Adi's on email longer than I am through the night. So you can... you can write us at chancellor@illinois.edu or provost@illinois.edu, and we will be sure to respond to your questions. We really do want this to be a two-way conversation. So during the first year and a half that I have been here, we've really had a singular purpose, and that is to create a shared vision for the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. And you, the faculty, the students, and staff have been the driving force behind this vision. When I first got here, people used to say to me, "So what is your vision?" And I responded, "I don't have a vision for the university. It has to be a shared vision. And we're going to gather the information so that we can create a shared vision that we can all be engaged in, that we can all count as our own." We've consulted with alums, and we've also consulted with corporate and community leaders as we've gone along, but predominantly it has been the campus that has really informed us in what we are doing. And your continued dedication to this effort is absolutely essential if we're going to build a community the way we know we must, if we're going to continue to build the capacity of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign so that we can be able to respond to some of the great grand societal challenges of this century. So let me first address the point of this rapidly changing landscape. The landscape of public higher education is changing more rapidly now than ever before, but the whole world is changing more rapidly than ever before. So being part of this world, we should not be surprised by the fact that these are times like we've never seen before. The landscape will be even more different, more dramatically different 20 to 50 years from now. And the challenges that lie ahead of us during this century demand that we adopt new models of education, of learning, of research, of discovery, of engagement than we've ever had to before. Just like in the 19th century, the Morrill Act changed the whole landscape for higher education, I believe we are again in one of those periods. And the kinds of issues that we have to address today are ones that affect not only our community here on campus, our community around us in the state, but really they are all about the viability of the planet. So there were six issues that emerged from all of the Visioning Future Excellence exercise, and they are listed here. So energy and the environment came up the most often, but it was really only one of the six. And so the real questions are, how do we provide energy, food, water to a planet that will be, that will have 9 billion people on it within 40 years. Health and wellness, how do we provide access to good healthcare so that people can be really productive citizens? Social equality and cultural understanding. How do we deal with diversity of thought, of religion, of culture, of race, of gender, of sexual orientation, of physical and mental ability? How do we do that? How do we embrace that, those differences, into our daily actions? Education, how do we educate young and older people so that they are continuously productive citizens in our society? How do we prepare students to be the leaders of the next generation? Information and technology, and I really want to point out that this is not information technology, this is information and technology. This is, with all of the rapid changes in technology, how do we deal with big data? How do we make it accessible to people? How do we make it usable so that they can take advantages of the advances in technology? How do we keep pace intellectually, legally, socially with all of these technological advances? And economic development. How can we translate the ideas that are generated at the university into discoveries for a healthier community, for better jobs, and for better education? So these are the grand challenges that you talked about that emerged from all of the discussions. We met with almost 700 people and then had a survey that elicited responses from over 1,000 people. And so these are the grand challenges of our nation. And the nation and the world is increasingly looking at institutions of higher education to tackle these challenges. These are the great expectations of great universities like ours. So we are all aware of the fiscal realities in the state of Illinois in particular, and also in the country. And we're also aware of the increasing number of demands of people to explain why higher education is really important today. Why is it that people really should go to college? And also, why is it that tuition is increasing the way it is? Why is it that the cost of education is increasing and continues to grow? So I really believe that higher education is at a crossroads today. And my sober evaluation is that in 20 to 50 years, there'll be fewer great research universities in the world than there are today. And I believe that the ones that will survive and thrive are the ones that embrace and manage change. They are the ones where excellence is both broad and deep. They're the ones that will be relevant to society, that will add value to the people who are paying for that education. They will be the ones that contribute to the quality of the life of the citizens around them. And they'll be the ones that perceive the sense of urgency, that are agile enough to embrace change and not be managed by the changes. So that's why the Visioning Future Excellence and the strategic planning that Adi is leading are so critical to the future vibrancy of this university. It is the marriage between the Visioning Future Excellence, which was putting out ideas, and the strategic planning and strategic actions, which are taking those ideas and translating them and marrying them together, that allows us to think that we will be able to be ready for this next 150 years. As a truly comprehensive public research university, we have the capacity to contribute to the community, to the state, to the nation, and to the world in a way that very, very few other universities can. And we really have a unique capacity, and what we are doing now and for the next several months and years is building on that capacity. Now, we don't have the luxury of being able to approach these challenges at the pace that we used to be able to do in the 19th and even in the 20th century. As I said at the beginning of this talk, I really do feel a sense of urgency. Now, we don't want to be paralyzed by this urgency, and we don't want to make bad decisions because we feel this sense of urgency, but it is absolutely the case that we must consult, we must take into consideration our traditions and our history, and then we must act. Because if we don't, someone else will. It is, again, what we are trying to do is to listen, learn, consider all of your advice, and we will continue to consider that advice as we go forward, and then act. So one last point before I turn this over to Adi to outline our initial steps in strategic planning and strategic actions. And that is to say that one of the really unique things I feel about this community that I'm a relative newcomer in is the sense of community. I have never lived in a place where people really welcome new people, welcome new ideas, welcome new collaborations the way we do here at Illinois. And we foster and cultivate an environment in which everyone's ideas are welcome. And so it is today with all of the strategic planning and the Visioning Future Excellence that we have done. Everyone is at this table, everyone's thoughts have been incorporated, and we hope that we will continue to have your thoughts and as we continue to increase the diversity of our community, because it is only when all the voices are heard, voices from different cultural backgrounds, different religious backgrounds, different racial backgrounds, different sexual orientation backgrounds, different gender backgrounds, that we are going to really succeed. And even here, there is work to do. We must become even better at this so that we are the attractive destination for the best and brightest faculty, students, and staff. So, Adi, please.